Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday. This is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Boomer Sooner.
Oh, there she goes. We got Peyton with us. Hey, Peyton.
Hello.
And I am Sybil. Hello, hello. We welcome all your feedback, your questions, your concerns, not your complaints, though, and definitely no election talk. We don't put up with that here. 877-881-1053 is where you can reach us on the AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Or at 10 a.m., you can call AutoFlex, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see the great Save Money Monday specials right there at AutoFlex if you go to AutoFlex.com/1053.
Yes, indeed. So we got a lot of good stuff that we're going to get into today. While you're at AutoFlex.com, you can go to the Facebook page and see some good videos. Follow along with all the stories we talk about, including this one about used pickup trucks.
So it's not just pickup trucks, it's everything. But this particular story is about a guy named Chuck Schmidt who lived in Spokane, Washington, and went all the way to Lee Summit, Missouri to buy a truck. And it's sort of crazy because why would you fly 1,579 miles in order to buy a three-year-old pickup truck? But here's the deal, folks. Used vehicles are at a premium right now. It is amazing how much money they are worth. Tom Contos, who's a friend of mine, said that this was the hottest market he had ever seen. He's the chief economist for KAR Global Analytic Research. And in the space of 2 months, prices have gone up double-digit gains. And they stayed that way. So price for a full-size pickup, it has now hit an average price of $21,557. That's up $5,166, or guess what? About 30% since February. It is crazy how much vehicles have gone up in the past 6 months. Now, what does that mean for you? Number one, if you've got a used vehicle and everyone driving is driving a used vehicle, if you've got a used vehicle, it's worth more money than it could have ever been possibly been worth. And it's gone up in the last 5 or 6 months. So if you're in a lease, that means that your vehicle may have equity before the end of the lease. And this has really never happened before. I've been in the leasing business for years. And usually the residuals that we prescribe when we put together a lease, they're pretty accurate. But now there's nothing that's accurate because everything is worth more money than it possibly could have been. It's gone up by like a third. Like I say, it's sort of crazy. So here's why. A lot of people that work from home aren't driving the miles that they used to drive. And if you look at the other side of the reason, the new car dealers have a lack of vehicles. Why? Because they shut their factories down for a couple of months. And they didn't produce any vehicles, so they sold every vehicle that was on the lot. They are selling every vehicle that comes in on the lot now. And if you have a used vehicle, it's worth more than it's ever been in trade, or if you want to sell it yourself. So it's AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. Want to buy a truck? Is now the time to buy, or should I wait till the end of the year? Ram 1500 or GMC Denali. Okay, so here's the thing. You will pay a premium if you go in to buy a vehicle right now, and you will get a premium for your trade-in. Now, what's going to happen at the end of the year? Who knows? I mean, if things return to normal, then it'll be better.
What happened to all those giant rebates on the RAM products, though?
Well, they some of them still exist, but some of them don't.
Okay, well, then this fellow needs to bring it on down to Autoflex. I would say RAM, your GMC Denali isn't going to be a big discount. Those are all. Those have always been hot.
Yeah.
Hot biscuits is what my sister calls it.
Hot biscuits.
Hot biscuit. So, I don't know, though. I just have to mention, real fast, since I interrupted you, and I've got the microphone. I was out driving to get my flu shot the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, don't get those at the drugstore.
Okay. Good advice.
Those people do not know how to give a shot without, like, trying to stab all the way through you or something. I'm not sure. I didn't get over it at all last year, so I went to the regular doctor this time. The nurse was much better at it. Anyway, yeah. An aside, I saw this brand new red Ford truck, but this was a red like I've never seen before. It was brighter and hotter than a fire engine red.
Not a cherry red, not a brick red.
No.
Huh.
This red was on fire. So I looked up all the colors. They have a rapid red and a race red that are both bright, but online you just can't tell.
Right.
When the sun's hitting it, I'm guessing that's race red. And I figured one of these Autoflex Leasing fan texters from the Saturday morning test drive show would love to tell us exactly what color that is.
And it was on a Ram?
No, this was on a Ford.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Samuel in Arlington, glad you're back with us. Sorry you missed last week's show.
Oh, you missed last? I'm so used to seeing Samuel that I took it for granted. Sorry.
Okay, so right now, used trucks are at a premium, and it's hard to find exactly what you want. Like Chuck Schmidt, he wanted exactly one color, one vehicle, certain equipment on it. Had to be four-wheel drive, and that's why he had to go 1,500 miles. Mm. Let me give you an alternative. That's what we do at Autoflex.
Right.
We find vehicles for people. So if you have a specific vehicle that you're looking for, whether it be new or used, and you've been to several places, and here's the other thing. Dealers aren't trading with each other right now. They're keeping their stock that they've got because someone will buy it at some price, know it.
Those dealer trades take a labor from the dealer that has the car, right? Mm-hmm. That they don't even get paid. Like, oh, I got to do all this hassle and this paperwork just to trade with you. So they usually want something back that's a little better. Like if we're going to barter, you want this more than I want to give it to you, then I want something that's good coming into your inventory, right?
Of course.
It's a barter.
Everything's a barter.
So anyway, if you're looking for a vehicle and you can't find exactly what you want, especially in a used vehicle, maybe a new vehicle, and you can't get the color and the equipment combination that you want, you can't, give us a call at Autoflex. That's what we do. That's
they
what we've been doing for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. We will find the vehicle for you. Now, price of the vehicle, I don't know. It's going to be higher if it's a pre-owned vehicle.
And than it would have been last year.
Than it would have been last year.
Right.
Because prices are up that much. Now, here's how it works for
you. Supply and demand.
Your trade-in is worth more
right.
than it possibly would have been even a year ago.
Even if it's a car?
Even if it's a car.
Even if it's a sedan.
Even if it's a sedan, your trade-in is worth more money than it is right now. By the way,
because there's a shortage of cars.
We need cars. So if you're in the market and you're thinking about selling your own car, give us a chance to buy it first because we're liable to give you more than retail.
Think
just
twice.
Just to have it.
Nothing if... I mean, no offense, people, but working with the public is rough.
Yeah.
Like, it can be rough.
You never know who you're going to meet off Craigslist.
Well, let me tell you about the people that called me to buy my Acura. They started negotiating before. They didn't even see the car. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. You don't negotiate the price with me before you've seen it or even come to drive. What?
Right.
Bye.
Okay,
I'm
so.
Busy.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. By the way, in the third segment of the show, we're going to have it just for people with questions about what to do with their car, what they're driving right now, how to get rid of it, the best way to trade it, that kind of thing. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Car was stolen after owning for 2 months.
Ugh.
Insurance will have to pay. Any tips on how to get the max payout from insurance, no gap insurance? Okay. If it's a 2-month-old car and it hasn't got 25,000 miles on it, they're going to have to pay you what you paid for the car.
But if you rolled in negative equity, they won't take care of that.
They're not going to pay you the negative equity. Now, if you got the car 2 months ago, it should be, he should be reimbursed. But here's the other thing, folks.
Depends on the insurance company. You also get what you pay for, Dave.
Exactly. If you have the cheapest insurance in the world, they're going to be the hardest insurance company to work with in the world on getting a payout, because that's how they save you money on the monthly premiums. They don't pay claims like the other insurance companies do.
Imagine
if you pay, the number one insurance company right now is Amica, I think, AMICA. If you pay like Amica does, if you have Amica insurance, they're going to pay you for your car. If you have a discount insurance, maybe
Elephant,
you saw on TV,
or
something.
Progressive or something.
If you have a discount insurance company, they're going to pay you as little as humanly possible, as little as you'll accept. But, okay, so here's the other thing. Get three people to tell you how much your car's worth that are in the car business. So call a dealership, talk to the used car manager, call Autoflex, talk to our used car manager. Speak to the new car manager, because you've got an almost new car, and find out how much they will give you for that car in its present condition, with mileage and that kind of thing, not stolen. Just tell them about how many miles and that kind of thing, and get three of those, and then provide those to your insurance
carrier. But he needs what the, or she, they need the retail value, though.
Right.
Because what a dealer says it's, you know, what they would give you for it is different, right?
So when you talk to them, you tell them, hey, my car has been stolen. I need a retail value for my car. What's it worth sitting on your lot right now? And they will give it to you. So get three of those and provide those to your insurance adjuster, because the insurance adjuster really just needs to paper his file.
And read your policy.
If he's got three bids at X number of dollars, that's what he's going to work from. There's also, there's a lot of different aspects to this, because there's also a service called collateral exchange. A lot of insurance companies use that. If you provide those three reference points of pricing that you got on the phone, and you give them the dealer and the phone number and who you talk to, that gives them a little more to work with.
Maybe they would just pay for a replacement car, and you could just slide it right back into the same loan or something.
And that might be the best way to go. You know, that might be the best way to go. So if you spend a little time and do a little homework and provide the insurance company with what they need to be able to pay your claim, it's going to be a lot easier to get them to pay.
Can I mention something to you and to everybody listening later on in the show? And you're going to want to hear this. We can tell you how to keep your vehicle from getting stolen. They're doing it over in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know how they are.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext. And we'll save most of these for the later in the show. But I bought a car from a friend who was strapped for cash. He signed the title over to me, but I haven't titled the transfer over officially.
Got to do it.
Thinking about trading for a better car, how do I approach?
No, okay, you got to so go get deal. It done first.
Yep. You got to move it into your
don't
name.
Don't get to jump the taxes.
You can't. Yeah. And that's exactly what he's asking.
I had a client do that, buy a car. They had to pay all the taxes before they could trade it in on something. He bought a brand new vehicle for his daughter. It was only a couple months old, but he hadn't registered it yet because he bought it out of state. It was all this hassle. And then she didn't like it, wanted a different car. So he was like, is there any way I can trade this in? No, Dennis. Got to pay the taxes.
So,
sorry.
under the current situation, the thing to know is that some of the tax offices are closed. But as a consumer, you can call the Dallas County Tax Assessor Collector. You can call the tax office. Find out what office you can go to. You got to move it into your name, and then you can use it to trade.
Yep.
Okay.
Can't avoid those taxes unless you know. Never mind.
The 2021 F-150. Is going to come with Copilot 360 if you get the top line vehicle. Now, what does that mean? Copilot 360 is sort of like having a lane departure and a super cruise or a cruise control, adaptive cruise control, all in one.
I like what they call it too.
Which
Copilot.
Which means that if you, it's not self-drive.
Right.
Which means that if you drive on one of the 100,000 miles of highway that Ford has mapped into their system, basically, you can take your hands off the wheel.
Now, on the
highway. You have to pay attention to the road, but you can take your hands off the wheel. Hmm. Now, here's the kicker. You can get it if you buy the limited model. It comes with it. But if you buy one of the other models, a Lariat or King Ranch or Platinum, it's going to come with an $895 fee. Now, if you're one of the first adapters, they're going to knock $100 off that. But it's $895. Now, here's the other deal. After 3 years, it goes to a subscription service. and then they charge you a monthly charge for using the Adaptive Cruise, the Copilot 360. So it's sort of a mixed blessing because it's cool as heck. I'd really like to have that on a car where you could just not worry about anything. And by the way, there's a driver facing camera that looks at you to make sure you're paying attention to the road. And if you don't, it shuts off. So they sort of ensure that you can use it without looking or without touching the steering wheel, but you got to be looking at the road the whole time and paying attention to what's going on.
Does it warn you before it shuts? And does it say, all right, you're not watching, so you're having to drive now?
I haven't driven one yet, but I'm going to guess that it warns you. I'm going to guess.
What if it just shut off?
Do
right
you
in
get
the middle of the
do
highway?
You get like three warnings? Like you get a beat, like a nag? Like a naggy yeah. wife or a naggy girlfriend?
Yeah.
Hey, are you finished with that? Did you close the lid on that yet? We're so naggy. Are your eyes on the road?
It's one of the first programs, one of the first programs that we've seen that's going to require a subscription, and you pay for it monthly after 3 years. So you pay either $9.95 or $8.95 if you're an early adopter, and then after 3 years, it goes to subscription. If you buy a limited or if you lease a limited, it comes with it. But after 3 years, it goes to a subscription.
Either way, you're going to pay
a monthly fee for the use of the program. Now, here's the kicker.
After 3 years sounds like a good lease term.
That means that you pay Ford forever if you use it. And Ford knows that. So that's why they've got it set up like they have.
Interesting.
Yes, very sneaky. All right, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Flex Leasing.
Woo! Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Your host, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, reaching us at 877-881-1053. Or you can call AutoFlex. They're going to be open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, maybe listening on radio.com. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can go to AutoFlex.com/1053 and see the Save Money Monday specials. And so let me explain to you how special they are. How about a 2020 Ford Edge SEL for $369 a month? How about a 2020 Ford Escape for $343 a month? You want to save even more money? A 2020 Hyundai Santa Fe, it is the SE model for only $289 a month, and that's with no down payment. Those are the Save Money Monday specials right there at autoflex.com/1053. Also, I'd like to give a shout out this morning to Amber Rogers, who I spoke to yesterday afternoon, and Jeff Crilly of the Jeff Crilly Podcast.
Hey!
And they listen every week.
Thanks,
so
guys.
We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you choosing AutoFlex for your next car.
I subscribe to Jeff Grilly's newscast. Newsletter.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be on his podcast next week.
Oh, I'll have to listen.
I got
to
go meet
with him. You can't get enough of David Blassingame.
Okay. So I was on a conference call this last week with people from all around the world in the hydrogen fuel business. And it was pretty darned amazing because there is a giant infrastructure being built right now, and the big carriers, the ships and the over-the-road truckers, those kind of folks, are looking at hydrogen as a viable fuel alternative to gasoline or diesel or to batteries. And here's why. The weight and the distribution of area, hydrogen takes the same thing that gasoline does as far as the space it goes in, and once they have gotten to a point of production, it will become as inexpensive as gasoline, and it means that you could fill your car up rather than plug it in for 8 hours. You could fill it up in 3 minutes and then have a 400-mile range. Now, that brings me all to the story of the 2021 Toyota Mirai, which will be on the ground in December on the West Coast. It'll take it a little longer to get here. But it is the Toyota Mirai, which is the hydrogen fuel car of Toyota right now. Now, a couple of things. There is no local distribution system that I know of for hydrogen. There is in California. They, in fact, one of the folks on the call was building several hundred Toyota filling hydrogen filling stations in California, even as we speak. So he sees the possibility there. But then I talked to Toyota about it. And they're number one. They're really excited because the Mirai now looks like a cross sort of between a Camry and a Lexus ES. It's a really good looking car. And
it's not funky looking.
Their commitment. No, because the first Mirais were funky looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great looking car. And their commitment is to hydrogen fuel in the future. Mm-hmm. They're saying that the battery cars will last a while, but that the ultimate end fuel for automobiles will be hydrogen fuel. And they want to be on that bandwagon.
And won't, and again, I'm not any kind of a bioengineer, but it seems like the hydrogen would be the absolute cleanest option because it doesn't take electricity / oil / coal.
Nope. And there's nothing to dispose of.
To generate the electricity, right. And then there's...
And the big carriers, one of the big objections they've got to battery power is the weight and size of the batteries. Because right. If you're a freight carrier, you give up 30%, which mm-hmm. is all the fun in the deal, of your transportation ability because you've got to put that much to the batteries. With hydrogen, it doesn't work that way. Here's the other thing.
What about accidents and wrecks? It's, like how explosive is hydrogen versus gasoline?
It's the same
as
gasoline.
Oh, it is just as flammable.
It's the same as gasoline. Only difference is it's pressurized when you put it in the tank. So you have a pressurized nozzle that you hook onto your car. They're using it in Southern California right now.
Well, can any Yahoo fill it up, or are we going to have some accidents with that?
Who knows? They haven't had any that I know of. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how it progresses from now. But Toyota, they're betting it's the future.
So if you're thinking about what am I going to do for a living, that's a direction you might want to look is...
Hydrogen fuel cells?
Another option for that. We were talking about it back in the 90s, weren't
that's
we?
True.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, David, is this Toyota technology similar to the old Chevrolet Equinox commercial that claimed that hydrogen byproduct is water? It is. The only byproduct of this, what comes out of the gas tank, out of the tailpipe, is water vapor. There's no pollution. It's easy for me to say.
So we might increase.
And there's no batteries to throw away when they're tired. It just
like
runs. And the thing that's made it practical, more practical, is they've discovered how to build fuel cells for a lot less money with a lot less precious metals than they used to have. Used to, they had to have certain precious metals in order to make the fuel cell work. Now they've figured out other metals and other ways to produce electricity from the fuel cell. It's still an electric car, but
right.
It runs on hydrogen, and
okay.
The product is just water vapor.
It's still an electric-type engine.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm really getting it.
Makes sense.
Autoflex Leasing. So we'll hold off on the next fan text. Anyway, if you look at all of the propositions that were on everyone's ballot all around the country, you think, well, the deal that happened in Florida or the deal that happened in California or the deal that happened in Massachusetts, it doesn't really affect me. But it really does. And here's why. In Massachusetts, question one on their ballot was, can you get a car repaired at somewhere other than a factory dealer? Will they have the information they need to fix my car? And the manufacturers have all really, really put up a fight to make sure that only the dealer could fix your car in certain conditions.
Right, because you have to plug it into a computer to download what's wrong with it, because
exactly.
Everything is computers now.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't willing to sell those machines or whatever to an independent shop.
Because it saved them a lot of, or it made them a lot of money.
Sure.
Because their franchise dealers could repair the car and an independent couldn't. Well, guess what? Question one passed, which means that in Massachusetts, an independent shop can get all the information on your car to repair it, and you do not have to take it back to the dealer for repairs, which could, in fact, be more money.
Now, what they are saying, though, on the other hand, because you always, there's usually like three sides to a story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the third one of this, but I do know on the other side, one of the things they say is, there's a lot of very private information in there as well, like everywhere you've driven.
Oh.
Apparently is in there,
mm-hmm.
So do you want that kind of information out? Personally, it doesn't matter. You'll see how many times I went to McDonald's, okay, or whatever. Jack in the Box for those little mini tacos. I don't know.
So that was
what
one
time
of the,
I was there.
Right.
That was one of the big arguments against it. And
I don't
that's
have
what
a
the
problem
manufacturers. But guess what? The people of Massachusetts said no. We want to be able to get our car repaired somewhere other than the dealer if we choose to. So it passed, which means that any car bought after 2022, I'm sorry, any 2022 model or after, will be affected by this in Massachusetts.
Just a minute. But what about in Texas?
Well, that's the thing. We're talking about things that pass in other states that we will look at. You can bet that, number one, the manufacturers don't want it, and number two, a lot of independent garages do want it, and people want it. So we'll probably see that on our ballot the next election in 2 years. Here's another thing, and this is a biggie. What do you do when you have too much to drink at a party and you don't want to drive home? You call an Uber or a Lyft or one of those car services, and they drive you home. Well, in California, there was a proposition, Prop 22, on their ballot, which said Uber and Lyft drivers would become employees, right? They would get overtime. They would get sick pay.
Benefits.
They would get benefits. They would get, health benefits, a big deal. They would get unemployment insurance.
We don't know everything, but a lot.
And Uber and Lyft fought it tooth and toenail. They spent $203 million. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, Instacart, Postmates, all of them got together. They spent $203 million to make sure that Prop 22 didn't pass. And that is the truth. By the way, the labor unions spent somewhere around $20 million to try to get it passed. Well, guess what? It didn't pass. So Uber and Lyft drivers in California are still considered to be contract employees, and they don't get the benefits.
They just are 1099s. They got to do everything themselves.
The reason this was on the ballot was that before the last time they had an election out there, they passed AB 5, which would have made all those people employees. But Uber and Lyft couldn't afford, neither could any of the other gig services, couldn't afford to make those people employees because their profits are set up based on independent contractors. So we'll see what happens in Texas and around the country. But right now, Uber and Lyft drivers don't have any benefits. They are contract employees.
Their whole business plan, in my opinion, was, hey, let's figure out how to get people to use their cars to work when they're just not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not supposed to be your regular job or something. I feel like that's how they view it.
It's a side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little cash side hustle almost. You know, there's no benefits. This is your part-time. That's how I think they look at it in order to not take care of their employees like that. But they've got a whole lot of turnover because of it too, right, David?
80%.
80% turnover.
Yeah.
So good luck getting the same driver twice.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, this has to do with our repair story that we just had. That's all the problem in heavy equipment repairs. The software is proprietary, and it's killing the American farmer.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Because they can't work on their own track. Don't you remember back in the day when everybody worked on their own cars when they were carbureted and there weren't any computers? It was a lot simpler.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't very safe compared to now, but.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, y'all just made my weekend with that news.
Which I news?
The repair news. Yeah, not the Uber Lyft news.
The repair news or the hydrogen fuel cell news?
Oh.
No, I think it was the repair news.
Okay.
If I had to guess. Okay. If you're looking for a used car, and somebody here is looking for a used car, why is it impossible, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, why is it impossible to find a Toyota Camry
XSE with the driver's
assist. XSE, there it is. Yeah, I lost it. There's been so many Fantex.
I know. As they roll in, our screen scrolls, so we end up losing
the text. So what model is it again?
The 2021 Camry XSE with driver's assist package.
Okay, here's the thing. Call Autoflex. That's what we do for a living. It is impossible to find it if you go out into the open market. But if you give us a call, we'll put our people to work. We'll use the FlexLease computer system. And we'll find you what you want.
Yes, indeed. That's what they do.
If it exists. That's
if
the other
exists.
Thing. It may not exist.
If it doesn't exist yet, we can't find it.
Now, I've had that happen. I can't tell you how many cars I've ordered because people wanted to be so specific.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with a BMW or a Mercedes. And it was really cool because we could go into their computers. I couldn't, but my fleet person could. Go into the BMW system, see which cars were slated to be built out of their inventory, and he could tweak a car that hasn't been started yet.
Oh, wow.
That's in their order bank that, you know, was the basic model, but let's say you wanted to add this or do that or change the color, mm-hmm. boom, it'd be done. Of course, we had to find one that was, you know, in the queue, ready to go, but that way it only took, you know, 2 months instead of six.
Right.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, the Fantex that has to do with gasoline, right now gasoline prices are lower than they have been in several years. It's down to $1.77 a gallon average around the Dallas area, which is really, really inexpensive. Now, if you go right by a highway, it'll be more than that.
Yeah, it's a little higher right here by the studio. Mm-hmm.
But if you get into your neighborhood, you're going to find it somewhere around $1.77, $1.80 a gallon. Yeah. The reason is supply. There's been not as much demand because people aren't working. Mm-hmm. They're not driving. They're working from home. And because the supply has increased, then the demand is lower and the price is lower.
Y'all, I am still driving on my tank from April.
Ah. Wow.
Don't be jealous.
I'm very jealous.
Okay. Not April, but when it was still hot.
But May.
It was still hot. I remember the last time because I was like, ugh, so hot.
Now you get out.
I was filling it up.
Yeah, now
it didn't
it's freezing.
It was more than 3 minutes to fill up my gas tank, too. So the idea of hydrogen only taking 3 minutes to fill up would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you're looking for a car online, by the way, there are a number of scam sites out there.
Oh, my gosh.
If you look at used cars for sale or used cars and online, you're going to find used cars that are terribly, terribly inexpensive. Guess what? It's a scam. They do not have any cars. They simply get a picture of a car and they put a price on board and then they tell you they want you to pay for it directly bank mm-hmm. to bank and you send it to their bank and guess what? It's transferred to somewhere else.
Right out of the bank and into a foreign country.
In the second that you do it. And you cannot stop it once you've made the
payment. We know people that it's happened to.
Aww.
If it seems like the deal is too good to be true,
it is
true. Mm-hmm. It is too good to be true.
There we go. All right, keep those Autoflex Leasing fan texts coming in at 877-881-1053. We're going to get to those next on the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is, in fact, the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Peyton, and me, Sybil. Plus, the best part of the show, the Tolos, chiming in at 877-881-1053. You can also call Autoflex. They're going to open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers there are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're out of the area, as always, autoflex.com, where you can find out any car you want at autoflex.com on the Flex Buy page. And so I want to go over a couple of cars really quickly. If you wanted a brand new car, how about a brand new Toyota Tacoma for $329 a month? Maybe you want a Pathfinder, $449 a month. Maybe you want a full-size Ford pickup, an F-150 XLT, $499 a month. That's with no down payment. Those are all Flex leases on brand new cars. So whether you're getting a pre-owned car or getting a brand new car, it's a great way to get a car and save money. By the way, also I want to give a shout out to Robert Payne, who got his Toyota 4Runner from Gabriella Bermudez this last week at Autoflex Leasing. Robert, we appreciate, maybe it's Bob, we appreciate you listening, we appreciate you being a Tolo, and we appreciate you going to Autoflex for your car.
Yes, we do.
So I guess if you texted in, let's start on the text because we've got a zillion of them. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I bought a 2020 Ford Fusion on May 29th and want to trade it in for a new truck. How upside down would I be? It has right at 25,000 miles on it. Okay.
Is very a good answer?
Well, okay, so you're driving 50,000 miles a year and you've got a 2020 Ford Fusion, a brand new car that is depreciated probably 20%.
Well, it
under
that,
normal
the
mileage.
The day it was
sold
to you, it depreciated at least 20%. Then you added the miles.
Yeah.
And that probably did another 10 or 20%.
Give us a call and let us know and let us run numbers on the vehicle and what you want. But here's the deal. If you're driving 50,000 miles a year, you're killing the car really quick. I mean, you're taking all the fun out of it. And you know what? If you've got to drive 50,000 miles a year, that's fine. I understand that. But you got to...
Yeah, no offense.
You start with a pre-owned car. And you find a pre-owned car with low miles, and then you just drive the heck out of it.
That's the best
that's
way
not
to
what
do
happened.
It.
You know, if you do call the offices, there's somebody can give you some options. I remember when we went through the big recession and trucks and SUVs values fell through the floor because gas was to the sky, right? Now their values are up and gas is cheap. So how come I can't get both good things at the same time? I don't know. But there were several people I advised, rather than trading, if you really are going to keep driving 30,000 miles a year and you can't afford the gas for your truck and you can't trade out of it because you're so far upside down, let me sell you this little inexpensive car over here that gets great fuel economy. I remember it was a Volkswagen Jetta, and this guy had like a Ram. I think it was a 3/4 ton. Mm-hmm. He was driving from Dallas to Fort Worth every day.
Wow.
And I said, I'll sell you this car for less money than the gas you're spending on that truck every month. And so he had never thought of that.
You have to think outside the box to find something. By the way, did he get the small car?
The Jetta, yes.
Economy? Yeah. Saved him money.
And then in 6 months, when things went back to normal, he was, you know, when gas prices went back down and all that stuff, he was very grateful. But he said, I never would have thought about that, Tammy.
Right.
I said, well, it's your only answer. I mean, you can't do what you're trying to do without writing a check. And he didn't want to do that.
Nobody wants to do that.
No. $5 check, I'll write that.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Hydrogen production costs. Someone has to step up and invest to make it cheaper. Okay, so everyone I was on the phone call with was investing to make hydrogen cheaper, and they are looking at getting it down to $4 a kilogram, which makes it about the same as gasoline. And by the way, hydrogen's lighter than gasoline. Gasoline weighs 6 pounds a gallon. Hydrogen weighs 4 pounds a gallon. So it actually, you can fill your tank up with less weight with hydrogen than you do with gasoline. I never thought about that. But if you own a ship that travels the ocean, that carries thousands and thousands of pounds of fuel, or a jet plane, a passenger plane, carries thousands of pounds of fuel, that's a part of the equation because you're not having to carry as much weight.
Lots of Autoflex Leasing fan text.
Yes.
877-881-1053.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. By the way, if you, the customer that called in on the Toyota, or that texted in.
On the Toyota Camry.
Toyotas start on the West Coast and move west to east across the country because Japan is west of California. So I would try someplace in Arizona or maybe California because they're going to get cars that are made by Toyota faster than they would in the central states.
They're in a different Gulf States is a 5-state region, and we're second. And then you go over in the Florida side, the East Coast. It's really interesting how Toyota did that, but it's a distributorship situation. So Arizona, Camelback in Arizona, it's a huge dealership. Might try them.
So if you're in the market for gasoline, we're getting all these people that are sending in these texts.
Remember when people used to tell us where they could find the cheapest gas?
Right. Yeah. Well, here we are again. Gasoline's $1.48 a gallon at Murphy's in Cleburne. By golly.
Here's a good Autoflex Leasing fan texter question, because this is, I never thought about, will hydrogen provide the same horsepower?
Yes.
It's the engine itself
It's the electric motor.
It's the electric motor.
It's an electric motor.
So it's still an electric motor. It's just not going to be powered by electricity, which is really strange.
Yeah. Or by gasoline.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, looking for a motorhome. Do you all do those? Heck, we'll do anything. Give us a call.
I hear a lot of people are renting those. I was looking for one to do a road trip because nobody wants to fly.
Right.
I don't want to fly. I know plenty of people that do, but that seemed like a really fun way to do things, and I have some family members that recently did it.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, looking for a new 4Runner. Are they out yet? Used 4Runners are through the roof.
And they always will be.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
They're great vehicles. They're
it's
like FJ Cruisers.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Well, they've got that residual value.
As far as I can tell, they are not out. The 2021 is not available yet. But you call Autoflex, they can sure tell you as soon as the first ones come in, because they usually have their finger on the button.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 2017 Toyota Tundra, double cab SR5, 36,000 miles, got 34,000 miles left on the lease. Got it from Autoflex, want to trade it in maybe for a Dodge Power Wagon.
You can do that.
Yeah.
It's a Tundra. Work.
Yeah. Tundras do really, really well.
The Power Wagon.
Oh, okay. So
reminds me of Kill Bill. I won't say it again.
If you're one of the texters texting in with scientific statements about making hydrogen, I understand. But I'm not sure the viewers do or the listeners do.
I don't. Yeah. So.
So anyway, hydrogen is very, very accessible and easy to make. Okay. If you're in Russia, there is something going on in the Russian automotive business that has never gone on here. It's never gone anywhere that I know of. And that is airbrushing cars. And if you want to see some amazing Russian airbrush cars, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page and see them there. But basically, Russia's airbrush car scene is completely out of control. And here's what I mean by that. It doesn't matter if it's the Ice Age squirrel from the movie Ice Age, the goofy looking squirrel.
Or the minions.
Or these people in Russia get these cars airbrushed.
Airbrush painted, not wrapped with stickers.
Airbrush painted. And it is amazing looking. There's a car in the pictures that has a panther like walking down the side of a car on a leash, which I thought was interesting. Or there is monsters from monster movies. You can see them on the sides of cars.
Godzilla would be great.
Right. The Minions I liked, by the way. They were on a little bitty subcompact car, and they just seemed to fit. Why would you do that to a car?
To make it stand out, Dave.
Nobody steals a car that's easily identifiable.
Ah. There isn't a camera that's going to miss those Minions driving around, is there?
I never thought about that.
They can see exactly where the car went.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be just another gray Nissan.
Great.
It's going to be a gray Nissan with yellow Minions on the front of it or whatever.
So if you want to see those airbrushed cars and read an interesting story about the people that do airbrushing on those cars, because it is an art. These people are really, really good at what they do.
Oh, well, come on. We see the graffiti artists with all the... Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I love it. And haven't you ever been to the festivals where they're doing the airbrush T-shirts and stuff?
Or State Fair where they do the T-shirts.
Or the, festival. Mm. Not this year. No airbrush T-shirts this year. The other cool thing about it, what worried me was all... I shouldn't say cool. The uncool thing, what would make me concerned, is after I spend my $4,000 having my car custom painted, because that's about the average price of that, what if somebody hits me? Because, you also have all those videos from Russia where they're in those cars. I'd be like, your insurance isn't going to pay for the fancy airbrush job.
You
got to
get it re-airbrushed, I guess. Especially if you've got the whole side of your car done and they only hit the fender.
And she said the hardest place to remove it is the fenders. This airbrush artist. So she says she makes sure that you put the paint on the fenders, the back fenders.
The back fenders. Yeah.
Interesting. Because
You can't take them off. They're welded on.
So you can't just take it. You have to paint over it and it's a whole. So
anyway,
interesting.
Really cool pictures. Amazing, amazing work. Everything that you could imagine is painted on these cars. They airbrush them and nobody steals them.
In Russia too, cars are... That's your whole status symbol. That is the main status symbol. It's not a watch. Some people, it's all about a watch or your shoes or your purse or whatever. They said in front of the block housing, let's think about Russia, the country, what it's all about. They will be all that block housing, which is, their big public housing. Long lines of Range Rovers and BMWs, etc., all parked in front of this cheap housing.
Wow.
Because that's where all their money goes, is into their car. That's just how they express themselves. It's all about that status.
Interesting.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, in South Dallas, you can find some of these cars. There is an Oreo Crown Vic, an M&M Lincoln, and a Jolly Green Giant Monte Carlo down there.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is cool. I haven't seen that.
I would love to see those. And I was all excited about the crazy red Ford truck I saw this past week.
Okay, so finally, if you're in the market for a fragrance that has that new car smell, there's actually a fragrance being produced and sold through Auto Trader in England that gives you, it's called... A Du New Car Smell, and you can buy it for $224 for a 1.7-ounce bottle. I think that's pretty expensive to get that new car smell. But anyway, evidently, Auto Trader figures that people want to smell like adhesives and leather and all that stuff that goes into the new car smell, and they're selling it online. Now, I don't know that you can get it in the United States yet, but you can get it in England.
So wait, is it a cologne or is it for your new car, like an air spray?
It's a cologne for you to wear.
Oh my gosh.
Eau de new car.
Oh boy.
I know,
sold by Auto Trader.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, we are wrapping it up, so if you have one last thing, go for it.
Oh, well, because I didn't have a bad driver story this week. I only saw the red Ford truck I was so excited about. Somebody else has one. It says, watch out in Southlake. There's a green Land Cruiser with stickers all over it. Tries to run people off the road, doing 70 and a 35 and 50 in school zones.
Uh-oh.
Okay, green Land Cruiser in Southlake, you have been called out.
Yep, you are on blast.
With stickers all over it.
If we didn't have time to get to your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, you can give them a call. Any local area code, 234-1234 or autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Coming up next, it's the Fan Jam. Thank you to Peyton. Thank you to all the Tolos for chiming in today. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.